Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a retrospective look at 2023. It appears as though a lot of people got 2023 wrong. What happened, happened, and what didn't happen, didn't happen. But the history books are actually based on the narrative that's attached to what happened. I was thinking hard about what to say about 2023 that might be insightful and meaningful. We could attach the narrative that in 2023, interest rates went up. Or did they? The yield on the 10-year Treasury was 3.83% on January 1st, and we closed out this year at a yield of 3.88, up slightly from yesterday's 3.77. Hardly a monumental shift in a year. Yes, the rate fluctuated substantially in the middle, but in the end, it went sideways. It was a huge nothing burger. We could say that interest rates went nowhere in 2023. It would actually be a true statement. But short-term rates did increase in 2023, which definitely impacted many borrowers. The Fed funds rate went up from 4.5% at the start of 2023 to 5.5% today. When you look at the numbers in that context, it doesn't seem that monumental either. When you take it back to March of 2022, then you see the most rapid increase in rates in modern history over that extended time period. But here, too, the conclusion is subjective. We could look at employment throughout the year and attach a narrative to that. Back in January, the unemployment rate was 3.5%, and now it's at 3.7. Yes, it spiked from a low of 3.4 to a high of 3.9 in the fourth quarter. That half a percentage point rise in the unemployment rate could be seen as a recession flag. In fact, 2023 was supposed to be the year of recession. While the economy didn't implode, at least in the United States, but we can't say it was stellar either. Some sectors like retail shrank, and some sectors like government grew. We could look at the stock market and say the stock market is up 24% since January 1st. But the S&P 500 is made up of 500 companies. If you take 7 of those companies out of the S&P 500, then you've got 493 remaining. 7 companies I'm thinking of are Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Bank of America, Meta, the parent of Facebook, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Several of these companies, with the notable exception of Bank of America, have exposure to artificial intelligence. The remaining 493 companies, on average, were flat for the year. So you can attach whatever narrative you want. If you're invested in Disney over the past year, the company's stock opened at $89 on January 3rd and was last trading at $90.20. Hardly a monumental move here either. If you're invested in commodities, oil opened the year at $80.20 and it finished the year at $71.82. Maybe copper might have been a better bet. Well, copper opened this year at $3.82 and closed the year at $3.89. Another nothing burger. Silver opened this year at $23.90 an ounce, and it closed out the year at $23.85. Another year where seemingly nothing happened. Sure, somewhere along the way it hit a low of $19.89, and at one point it peaked for a few minutes at $26.05. But how many of you managed to buy at the bottom and sell at the top? Our media are fixated on reporting averages, but the average doesn't really exist. It's the specific that matters. See, for example, if Elon Musk and I were to have lunch together, you could say that the average net worth in the room is extremely high. But having lunch with Elon would not increase my net worth one penny. We went into this year with some lofty goals. Last year, in 2022, we launched several projects, and this year, we experienced delays on many of them. We also launched 2 new projects. We had our zoning approved on 4 projects and zoning denied on 3. The result was that we abandoned 2 out of those 3 projects, and thankfully, we had no investor funds attached to those canceled projects. If there was a loss, it was more a loss of time and effort, perhaps a very modest monetary loss. We did what we could to mitigate those risks. We had to pivot our approach on the 3rd project where we had the zoning denial. We made considerable progress on 4 other projects and we got 1 project into construction. We expect to have 2 more projects in construction in the first half of 2024. See, January 1st is a milestone date in some ways, but it's like Simon Sinek says in his book, The Infinite Game, there's nothing magic about an arbitrary deadline. Yes, the fiscal year boundary can have a tax consequence, but other than that, it's an arbitrary deadline. Projects that are not complete are still a work in progress. I do feel disappointed that projects that were forecast to complete this year are not done yet. We're constantly measuring ourselves against original expectations. In our culture, it's not what happens that determines success or failure. The measurement is always against the expectation that was set. You could have 2 identical projects with the same amount of good luck and the same amount of bad luck, both finished at the same time. One was deemed early and the other one was deemed late. The only thing that determined the retrospective narrative was by measuring against the original expectation. So it was really all about expectation setting. Armed with that knowledge, it might be tempting to set expectations that are so safe, you'll always meet them under all conditions. But that rarely offers a compelling vision. I feel like we're constantly trying to strike a balance between stretching the organization and execution. If we don't stretch, we don't grow. But our growth has also attracted top talent over the last few years. Overall, when I run the retrospective on 2023, I'm enormously grateful for the team that we have. They are all truly stepping up to deliver world-class results. I'm grateful for our investors for their faith in us to deliver world-class projects. And I'm grateful to our clients who have put their trust in us to help them deliver their projects across North America. As you run your retrospectives on 2023, be very careful to the narrative that you attach to what happened in 2023. I wish you a happy new year and for a healthy and prosperous 2024. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.